Welcome to Congressman G.V. Sonny Montgomery's weekly radio show from Washington. Congressman, as a ranking member of the National Defense Committee, can you give us the details of the 1997 Armed Services Bill?
We'll take this bill up next week on the House floor, then it goes to the Senate, and then we go to conference, and it goes to the President. We hope he will sign the bill. This is called the Defense Authorization Bill that runs the military forces for 1997. That includes the active forces as well as the National Guard and Reserve. I think it's a pretty good bill. I've supported it. We did add $13 billion to this legislation. We need the money. You cannot carry on operations in Bosnia and in Haiti and Germany and all around the world without increasing the defense budget. So we did add $13 billion, and I would hope that the President would accept these add-ons. As I said earlier, it's a pretty good bill. It will help Mississippi. It protects our active forces down there, and it protects the National Guard and Reserve. There will not be any real reductions of our military forces in Mississippi under this legislation that goes into effect in 1997.
And speaking of the money, what funding can we expect for the active forces and the National Guard in Mississippi?
We came out pretty well there. Briefly, over in Rankin County, the Air Guard unit will get an additional $1 million for an operational training facility to get them ready for the C-17s, which will be coming into the Rankin County, replacement of the 141 airlift aircraft. The C-17s, we hope, will be coming into Rankin County in about 1997-98. I might even get into the next century, but we're going to get those airplanes. In the middle of Mississippi, we have the Avenger program going into effect. It's a new weapon system, but we had to redo all those armories over there. And we ran out of money, so we had to find some more money to complete the battalion headquarters in Newton, Mississippi, made some repairs in Decatur and in Morton and in Bay Springs and in Forest. But this is a great unit. Mississippi should be proud. We were the first National Guard group to get this Avenger system. It fires at low craft, low-flying aircraft that comes in as an enemy. Keesler Field will get some additional money. Over in Meridian, there'll be some money to modernize 160 units of on-base housing, and we're getting $10 million for a modern tank range at Camp Shelby. So Mississippi on construction came out pretty well, other than we don't have any monies to improve or build new armories in our state or any other state. We didn't put any monies in there for new armories, and we should have done it for the National Guard and Reserve.
Congressman, a number of bills presented on the House floor this week deal with increasing penalties for crimes against children. You have co-sponsored a bill currently in committee that not only increases the sentence a repeat child offender will receive, but also allows for more public awareness. Do you think these steps are necessary?
I certainly do. We've got to stop these people from harming little children, taking advantage of them. It's just terrible. And so this week in Congress, we passed some strong bills that we've doubled the penalties for people who harm and fool around with small children. And this should be done, and the Congress is very strong about that. And I think the bills we've passed, we've doubled the penalties on these sick people, and it'll pass the Senate, and I believe that the President of the United States will sign it.
Thank you, Congressman. This has been Congressman G.V. Sonny Montgomery's weekly radio show from Washington.